following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, Cappy Kicks, and I'm here to kick you up out of that chair so you can learn to be a stronger, faster, and cooler person like me. So if you're ready, then let me teach you how to Kung Fu. Welcome back to Let's Learn Kung Fu Episode 4. It's your host, Cappy Kicks. And today, I'll be going over three segments, which the first being why I got into Kung Fu and how fighting was for me, as well as a warning. The second segment, I'll be telling you how to improve at the basics. And the third segment will be our life lesson today. So let's get into it. The first segment is why do I fight in general? And the key takeaway for me was I didn't have a choice. In my area, while there wasn't many people who fought all the time, there were definitely some bullies. And if you've ever been bullied before, it's rough. However, it's a story that has to be said because not every kid can defend themselves. For example, I still did a martial art and it still sucked because I couldn't do anything. Someone just punched me and I fell down because he was just bigger, stronger, and faster than me. And I didn't want that to be the forever. I wanted that to be the past. So I told my dad and he found Kung Fu for me via my cousin who was already doing Kung Fu. The good part about fighting is that it will definitely teach you how to defend yourself. And in Kung Fu, depending on where you go, you're going to meet some people who definitely are going to be people who you might encounter later on. People who are stronger, bigger, faster, smarter, etc. And different fighting styles, which will prompt you to either adapt or get beat up. And you definitely want to be able to adapt. This is why you should get into different martial arts and even focus on one and try different things. But my warning is that it's not that simple. Martial art, kung fu, fighting is made up of different aspects. For me, it was kickboxing. And my experience of kickboxing is that we have to be very versatile. And in my area, for example, I went up against people who didn't just specialize in kung fu. I specialize in karate and kung fu, but I wasn't really that into karate, so I can really use that. But for others, I fought a guy who was frequently good at wrestling or other guys who would be really strong in their taekwondo and fast kicks, which I would have to counter or just get kicked a lot, which really sucked. But eventually you get used to it. The fact is that from my experience, I learned that fighting different people was great. And made me not only just want to fight slash spar just to get better at fighting in general, but also to understand how to fight with other people. And while it did suck, and it will definitely suck for you when you start, because sparring is rough. You're not going to win all the time. And frankly, you're going to get beat down so much that you're going to be on the ground more times than you can count. Maybe multiple times in like 1 minute, which I believe would be rough. But as long as you put your best foot forward and keep moving, I believe you can do it. And I believe a mindset that helped me basically move on was two aspects, which is friends. Via fighting with friends not only made it easier to keep fighting, but also they encouraged me, even if they're beating me up and they're like, bro, get up. The fight's not over. Or I'm fighting a girl because equality, guys, come on. And she'd be beating me up and then I'd be like, I can't lose. And then I would also encourage them if they're scared to fight me. Because frankly, if you're finding a black belt like me, who's really tall and big kind of, or just scary, you're definitely going to back down. But that could be the same for me. If I'm fighting against a taller guy, stronger, bigger muscle, bigger, so big that I can see my head as his bicep, I'm not going to have a good time. The fact is, you just need to keep moving forward. My mentality, which I was about to say, is keep losing brain cells till all you can do is move forward. Because my biggest mistake in sparring was I got scared. And because I got scared, I could never move forward enough to actually hit. But if you don't ever risk it and move forward and get hit, you won't get better in sparring. So that's my word of advice. But sparring isn't just mentality, it's about the actual technique and basics. So let's go over how sparring has so many aspects to explore and how you can improve on all of them. Fighting slash sparring requires a lot of different techniques, aspects, and a mentality that can not only benefit by doing more, but also benefit by being creative. Sparring and fighting in real life are very different because the fact is, fighting on the street means do or die versus sparring where you get to try your techniques and actually improve. And I believe many people miss out on that. And while me and my best friend, who I spar 100% all the time, definitely miss out on, is the fact that we go overboard. Overboard being that we punch so hard that we literally hurt ourselves so that we hype ourselves up and continue the fight, which is definitely not what you want to do when you're fighting. The fact is, what I want you to know is the basics. And what is the basics? What's the thing that will definitely make you a great fighter slash sparrer in Kung Fu? And for me, that was basics. The three basic things that I believe will help you is footwork, which and two others that I'm about to talk about. But remember that a fight is not just the techniques you use, but how you use them. Kind of like when you're playing a strategy game like Uno or chess, etc. Because those games require you to not only make moves one turn at a time, but also understand that there are moves to come. And if you don't plan for those moves, well, you're definitely not going to get super far unless they don't know what they're doing as well. The fact is, I can't see that far into the future. That's why I'm not that great at sparring. However, I make up for it with my speed and pressure that I put on my opponent. That's my style of the fight. And to do that, I use fast footwork. Footwork is how you move your feet. Because the fact is, you can move in multiple directions. There are 8 directions in total. There's forward, to the side, to your right, to your left, behind, as well as your diagonals. Your diagonals are a little complicated because I'm still really bad at it. But if you're able to understand your movement from those 8, but let's just focus on forward, back, side, and right and left, then I believe you're going to be really good at, in general, the basics. And to be honest, if you can't even move with your opponent slash to get to them and throw a punch, I don't think you need the punch at all because you're not going to reach them with that. The fact is, another thing when you're moving is to be able to maintain your focus. Focus being, oh, if I'm rushing at him and my hands are down, well, he's just going to punch me in the face. Thus, another key thing is to keep your hands up, because if you don't keep your hands up, you're going to get punched in the face. And I've gotten punched in the face way too much. So if you're ever sparring with your friend, definitely tell each other to punch the other in the face if you don't have your hands up. Safely. Do not haymaker them and knock them out. Do not do that. Another thing you have to know is that there's offense and defensive footwork. Offensive and defensive essentially are how you move to attack and defend yourself. I wouldn't say there's really defensive and offensive footwork, but essentially I believe the main key difference between defensive and offensive footwork is the ability to not only hit your opponent, but also dodge your opponent and strike back. Basically the saying of bob and weave, which essentially is when you hit your opponent, dodge their attack, then hit them again, and continues that pattern. Because the fact is, you don't win a fight by just taking punches. You win a fight by hitting the hardest in the right spots and dodging. But that's just simplifying it way too much, because there's so much more in fights that actually matter. And that's too much to cover, to be honest. The last thing I'll leave you with, which I mentioned a little earlier, also, I want to add that there's different techniques such as different styles, such as arm locks, wrestling, kick catching, etc. And it will give you an edge if you learn as many as you can do, which you will learn in Kung Fu for sure, because I've learned tons of them. And lastly, just relax. Relaxing and making mistakes will make sparring way easier than it is. And if you're able to relax and just understand the more mistakes you make and just keep going, you're definitely going to get far. So keep on doing your best and keep on sparring. So let's get into our life lesson of the day, shall we? And for today's life lesson, I want you to remember to be humble. Being humble in Kung Fu is essential because the fact is, you can always get better. And in sparring and fighting, you're definitely going to feel like you can get better all the time. I've had days where I ended a fight and my friends would always end me with a single punch. But I'd also have days where I felt unstoppable, when I felt like Mike Tyson in the ring and I couldn't get hit. And I was on the corner and then I was just dodging and bobbing and weaving. You'll have days that vary. And that's okay. The fact is you're still learning. And learning, you're going to make mistakes. So I want you to learn as much as possible. Don't ever think that you're not getting better, because you really are. You're increasing your technique. You're learning different variations to help you make you a tougher and trickier opponent. You're becoming more creative. You're becoming a stronger person as you become a physically stronger person. Because the fact is, no one's going to get kick catch that you got. Kick catch refers to when you catch your opponent's leg if they throw a kick and then revert it on them. Slash use wrestling or trip them to basically kick them off balance or etc. There's so many different variations that I could tell you that would not make sense to you unless I actually did try and make sense, but that doesn't matter. The fact is, being tricky is probably one of the best things in sparring that I've ever encountered, because a tricky opponent to me is just as strong as a strong opponent. And if you can never get hit or kick 100% or punch 100% because they're too tricky or creative and dodge your blocks and attacks and stuff, then that's your style. Everyone has their own style. For example, not everyone's gonna kick like a cannon and punch like a tank. People might punch lighter but faster than the other person, which might be their specialty. The key is, every punch and kick don't have to be a game ender. It just depends on how you use your attacks in a strategic way, because fighting is a strategic game. And being willing to learn and fail and try new things will definitely help you. I would think about it like this. It's essentially when you pick up the pieces and you throw it at a board. When you throw it at a puzzle and try and put it together, like a puzzle, I mean, you're not going to have all the pieces fit right away. You have to look around and see what fits for you. Just like Kung Fu. Not everything will work for you as it did other people. Sometimes you have to modify what you get taught in normal class to fit your style. For example, if I'm a taller person and someone's shorter than me, you can't just duck their punch, because frankly, they're going to just punch you in the head if you duck because you're too tall. But if you use it differently, instead use a different technique to move out of the way and then punch them, bob and weave, you're able to not only make yourself get the same effect, but in your own way. Thus, you need to practice. Practice is essential. And if you don't practice enough, you're definitely going to lose out on these variations, because you can't just pull off something first try, unless you can. Because Kung Fu is a style that you need to put in the practice to actually get the results. And I believe you can do it. I'll always be here to encourage you. And if you ever need someone to talk to, well, you have me right here. Thank you for listening to episode 4 of Let's Learn Kung Fu. I want you to stay humble, be strong, and remember, you can do it. And remember, to be humble, patient with yourself, and be a good sportsman or woman. Because when you spar someone, it's good to be nice to them afterwards, because they're helping you grow. So never hold a grudge and just shake it off or dance battle after, because that's how it is. Now here's the Kung Fu joke of the day. Why did Kung Fu fighters become a chef? Because he wanted to walk with his fist. So train hard so you can understand how to walk with your own fist. And maybe watch an anime. Thank you for listening to episode 4. And today let's do the chant. Get up and find an open space where you can do the chant. And today I want you to say something that you look forward to learning and sparring. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, ducks! Thank you for listening to Let's Learn Kung Fu Episode 4. It's your host, Cappy Kicks, kicking you into a brighter future so you can be a faster, stronger, and cooler person like me. Signing off, and have a great rest of your day. Peace!